Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys joining us for another week. Love to see you guys parked wherever you're at. In front of the radio, in your car, driving down the road.
Right, in your boat, on the beach.
Yeah, wherever it might be. We're always there for entertainment purposes only, and that's what we do. Don is in the house. Ava's here.
I'm here.
We are here. We are the Valley Outdoors, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about a proposal that Ron Shera put out and some commentary regarding taxing lakeshore owners for their dock space. That and more when we return.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
What's up, Donald?
Well, I don't know. The heat kind of came in earlier this week. Welcome to some humidity.
Bet you can't say that fast three times. Don't try.
Don't.
No, that would be bad. We'd all probably fall over and hit our heads if that happened. I agree that the everything happened. However, the forecast looks pretty darn solid. I think over this weekend, it's going to be possibly... And I'm looking across the Midwest. I mean, I'm going to be heading out to Fort Washington to do a little fishing out there. And it's going to be intermittent rain, like 30% chance. So it's not a washout by any means. So I'm sticking with that positivity. I think the wind is going to be backing down for a change. Holy moly. Talk about
I hope so.
Crazy, crazy wind. It's been off the charts and a little bit... I don't know. It not expected, especially when you're looking at a wind forecast. You should be able to figure out. Lake of the Woods trip, I think, mentioned that. It was three straight days of 30, gusting to 40, and making it really difficult to
surf.
Get around.
Could have went surfing.
We drifting. We did a lot of drifting. 2-ounce bottom bouncers. It works quite well. And so, yeah, that worked. But... Again, having lighter winds and being able to get out and do whatever you want to do, whether it's on the beach. And it was funny, off-air, Don brought up the fact that he's when are they going to be listening to the show? And Don says, well, they'll be on the beach. And I'm like, they will?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you tell me, Don?
They might still be on the beach.
From?
The previous night.
There you go. So
from last night.
There may be some partying going on this weekend. It is the 250th anniversary, which is really kind of cool. A great celebration to have. So I'm pretty happy to be part of the great country that we're in. And I guess get out there and enjoy, celebrate, and do so, I'll just say, safely. I'm not going to say anything other than one guy, a very close friend of mine, said about three years ago, we're out skiing. And he says, you know, I've taken up a new philosophy in life. I said, what's that? Don't do stupid stuff. I said, I like your thinking. He said, well, yeah, because when you do stupid stuff, that's when things go bad. So I'm going to leave it with everybody an explanation. Go out, have a blast, enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Just don't do stupid stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's one of the better tips you've given.
Well, Don, you know, I do have that.
Is
I
that
do
the
have
tip that. Of the week?
I'm getting better.
Is that our tip of the week?
It's a tip of the week.
Don't be
for
stupid.
Me. Yeah, don't do stupid stuff. No, I didn't say that. You could be stupid.
Well, if you're doing stupid stuff, there's a chance.
What I'm saying, don't do. You could be the smartest person in the world and end up doing something stupid. Don't do stupid stuff.
Well, it puts you in a category.
It's like somebody comes by and you're mad at them in a boat and you have a heavy sinker, lead sinker, on your rod, and you decide to take it out on somebody's boat, and you wing that thing and try and hit them. That's stupid.
I've never heard of anybody doing anything like that.
Neither have I. As far as you know.
As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Did you do something stupid once?
No, I would never do anything stupid, ever. I'm a very smart individual.
Yeah. And most of the time.
Well, we'll just not go there. It's the way that goes. It's the way that goes. So let's start out with a bad news, good news story, Don.
All right.
Okay. This is hot off the presses, and it's entertainment. An Idaho fisherman loses his own state record, but then takes it back with a bigger fish yet. Idaho fisherman's back in world record books after landing a monster lake trout that measured 43.25 inches long, and somehow it isn't even the first time he'd done it. The Idaho Falls angler was fishing on Payette Lake near McCall on May 2nd when the giant lake trout decided to make his day after a battle, managed to get his fish into the boat and onto the measuring tape when he discovered he'd just broken Idaho's catch-and-release state record for lake trout. Previous record was 42 inches. Pretty cool. Back in 2018, he landed a 41.5-inch lake trout, also same length, earned a spot atop the Idaho record books, and eventually another angler surpassed him with that 42-inch fish. That's when he set out as on a mission to avenge his prized laker. And, well, not really as fate would have it, he did manage to reclaim that top spot. The former lake trout record holder has returned, he wrote on a social media post in the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. They made his latest record official. 43 1/4 inches is the new length to beat. And Payette has become one of Idaho's premier destinations for trophy lake trout, thanks in part to years of management efforts by the Idaho Fish and Game. Biologists have worked to reduce the number of smaller trout in the lake, which has helped improve the kokanee population and allowed lake trout to grow bigger and healthier. And pretty cool story.
Yeah.
I mean,
how big did lake trout get in Lake Michigan?
I'd say probably in that 40-inch range. Okay. There's a lot of, I would say they're even some bigger, but you just don't catch them because it's just people don't chase after it because they're deep, really deep. But we may pursue that this weekend going out there. Who knows?
It's fun. Biggest one I've caught is 42.
Yeah.
It was a hoot.
That's
it took a
good
while.
Yeah. It does take a little bit. The Kings are starting to make an appearance out there, so we'll see if we can't make something happen with the Kings. And I'm looking forward to doing that. When you hook on to something and it peels off about 300 feet of line before you can get to the reel, then you have an idea what it is, and it's not a coho and it's not a steelhead.
No.
You're in for a ride. Speaking of in for a ride, you're all in for a ride. Hang tight, buckle up. We got a ton of show to go. We'll be right back.